Hi, everyone. This is day 27 of our 28-day fast, pray, and then give on April the 9th, our First Fruits Offering Guidebook. Hopefully, you've enjoyed each one of these days as we talk about a scripture and then meditate on something that God has promised to be faithful in, a place of study, and then a decree to make. Hopefully, that's been an encouragement to you. May I encourage you to prepare in expectation your first fruits gift as we come on Sunday, and a full expectation of what God is going to do in our lives as we launch into a new season. It's a crossover season always at Passover, as we are rescued and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today I'm in Isaiah 40. It's a lengthy passage of scripture. I won't read it all, but if you start in verse 21 of Isaiah 40, really if you start at the beginning, God talks about His comfort to them in their deliverance, and that He's going to double bless them. That's Isaiah 40, verse 5. He gets in verse 21 and says, "Have you not known and have you not heard? Have you not been told from the beginning or understood from the foundations of the earth that it is He who sits above the circle of the earth and stretches out the heavens? He brings princes to nothing and makes judges of the earth useless." He's talking about the power of God to just do all that He does. This is one of my favorite scriptures. "To whom will you liken me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? See, I lift your eyes on high and lift them up to the things I've created. Look at the stars that I bring out, their starry hosts by name. I call them by name, by the greatness of my might and the strength of His power, and not one is missing or lost. So why do you say, O Jacob and Israel, that my way is hidden from the Lord? And you make a claim that God has passed me over. Have you not known and have you not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might He increases strength. But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, and walk and not faint." Consider today, if you would, on day 27. God's faithfulness is that He never faints and He's never weary. If you want a further place to look at, just look at how God, all the things that God does to confirm that He's working in our behalf. And then make this decree, "I shall run and not be weary and walk and not faint." Remember to join us tomorrow for Easter Fest. Bring your first fruits offering on Sunday and a guest with you as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus on First Fruits Passover Sunday. Day 27. Have a great day. God bless you.